Jesus, in Matthew chapter 5 today, verse number 33 and 37, he's going to talk about the things that come out of our mouths. The things that we talk about and the things that we say should glorify God. It was a problem then, it's a problem now. Word of God is so timely. I understand why folks don't want to hear it, because it's just so timely. It's like it was written just for us today. Let's look at Matthew chapter 5 and verse 33. And we just want to talk today about just speak the truth. Just speak the truth, Christian. Matthew chapter 5 verse 33. And again, ye have heard that it had been said by them of old, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thy oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea and nay. Excuse me, yea and yea, and nay and nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh evil.
Amen.
Precious Father, we just thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for writing it in red for those who have a King James Bible.
Amen.
That you know it wasn't said by man, it was said by the Lord, Jesus Christ Himself. And we just take it, Father God. We had to take it on the chin sometimes. We just take it on the chin. But I heard someone pray this morning that we ought to be better when we leave here than when we came.
Amen.
So I just pray right now that the Word of God will first speak through and to the pastor, but the people that you placed in this church will hear the truth and just grow from it. Father, thank you in advance. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's speak the truth. We live in a day and age where the lying is just at an epidemic portion. That folks just lie. Folks just lying. There's a survey written a couple years ago as the day America told the truth. And in that survey it says that most folks, over 60, almost 70% of folks, can't have a 10-minute conversation without telling at least three lies. Said by the age of four, 90% of all children have learned to lie, and it only gets worse. Wow. Folks was lying back then, they lying now. You hear folks today, and they'll say, well, that's on everything. And when someone, you ask someone to do something and they have to back it up with a claim like that, well, I'm serious this time. You know, they get ready to tell you a big one. Well, I swear to God, I'm for real this time. I promise you. You don't believe me? Put your hand on the Bible. I swear I'm going to do it. Y'all heard all that. Folks taking the Lord's name in vain. I had a couple people in my job and years back, and I would hear them. Every time I hear them, they say the same craziness. You'd be in this service class and have one lady, her favorite word was mercy. And every time someone said something crazy, she'd say mercy. Mercy. And after 8 hours, she probably said it 100 times. And it just hurt so bad. Then we had one lady, she would say this, she was Catholic. And every time something happened, she would say, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. You heard that before, Jackie?
Yeah.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. That is really just the way something shocking was said. But they put Jesus on it. Or they put Mary on it. They put Joseph on it. But folks, in that day, they was saying, by the altar. I tell you this, I mean this, I put the altar on it. Or the temple. Or the lamb. Or the dishes. And we underestimate when I seen that they would put the dishes on. They say, I pray by the dishes. And dishes were holy. Then they would say, I pray by the law of Moses. I pray by Abraham or David or anything like that. And what Jesus is confronting them with, stop it. He's saying, because you are Christian, because you are a child of God, your character ought to be enough. Your character, the fact that you are a man or woman of integrity, you don't have to put anything in front of what you say you're going to do. If you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Now, not to say we don't struggle, because we all do. But what the Word of God is saying today in this lesson, He said again that you have heard that it has been said by them of old. They only caught the surface. Remember, Jesus is getting deep into God's Word. He's got deep into the fact that don't even say you've heard you shouldn't murder. Well, we know we shouldn't murder. But Jesus said, you ought not hate. You ought not let anger manifest in your heart. Some of us in here today, angry at somebody, can't forgive them. Wouldn't forgive them if you was on your dying bed. Well, let me say something. You're not going to take that unforgiving heart to heaven.
Amen.
You need to get right with somebody. You need to get right while you can. Because, see, the Word of God said flesh and blood will not enter the kingdom of God. Get right, church, and let's go home. We need to get serious about the things that come out of our mouth. We really do. Because it can be a problem. What Jesus is saying here in this verse, He says, it is wrong. It is wrong to talk about Jesus and not back it up with your lives. It's wrong to say you're a Christian when stuff come out of your mouth that you don't give God glory with, for lack of a better word.
Amen.
And he's serious about it. He said, taking vows and oaths, we have to take them. If you've been married, if you have to go to court, you have to, I believe Cindy said she needed a subpoena. They're going to put her under oath. Okay? But the Christian, what Jesus is saying, the Christian is always under oath. Now, I hear the young people, they'll come to my office, we'll be saying something, I'll say something. Well, you the pastor. Because they have expectations of their pastor. But my position, when it comes to the things of God like this, is no different than the two ministers, than the deacons, than the trustee, the Sunday school superintendent, music director, those that are ushering, those that are singing. All of us have a responsibility as Christians to be right when things come out of our mouth. We ought to be. And this is what Jesus said. It was a problem. And He addressed it. I was watching or listening to the news, and they have these exit polls, and they talk about candidates, and I'm not going to name any candidates because they're all lying right now. And they were talking about exit polls, and they asked the people, do you trust what these people are saying? And most of the people don't. 94%, we don't trust them. And they go to Iowa, then they go to New Hampshire, and then now they're in South Carolina, and South Carolina, well, you know, supposed to be a religious state. So everybody's talking about Jesus and talking about God and talking about spiritual things. But when they're in New Hampshire, they're telling the people in New Hampshire what they want to hear. And then when they're in Iowa, they're telling people in Iowa what they want to hear. And that is lying. That is lying. When you're telling folks what they want to hear.
Amen.
Yeah, all the boys was telling Cindy this morning, your hair looked nice. I think they were sincere. It do look nice. Remember Herod? Y'all remember Herod? Herod had a party. He had a party. He was drinking and they were putting it down. And they called Herodias his wife. See, when drinking, you start drinking, you start forgetting. And they called Herodias and they had Herodias' daughter dance. And she did that halftime show stuff. She did that Beyonce halftime show thing. And Herod was drinking. How many know drinking make you crazy? Okay. They call it Budweiser, but it ain't never made nobody wiser. I heard a country preacher say, I call it Bud Stupid. But they was dancing. And after they got done dancing, Herod made an oath. He said, up to half of my kingdom, I'll give you. Because John the Baptist is head. Because the daughter went back to the mother and said, he said he's going to give us up to half his kingdom. Anything we can ask for, really what he was saying. And she said, Mommy, what should we ask for? And Mommy said, the head of John the Baptist. Not just like that, on a platter. Serve it up. Because she had anger and hatred in her heart. Any of you, ain't nobody here wants somebody's head on a platter, do you? Think about that for a second. Listen, there's nothing wrong with taking an oath legally. But we can get in some trouble when we start just flat out lying. Anybody here got a problem with lying? It's normal. It was a problem in James' day. In James, the book of James, James was a pastor and he was preaching to his church. And they had a problem with lying. And that's a strong term. Maybe just being deceitful. Anybody have a problem here being deceitful? See, when they took that test, when they took that survey, you know who took the most, who kids lied to the most? Y'all know. Parents. Parents got it. 86% of kids lied to their parents. And then next was friends. I think it was like 70% lied to their friends. And then brothers and sisters. Well, brother, it's hard to have a lot of your brothers and sisters, but they watch you. So they'll come down a little bit on the list. But in James chapter 5, verse 12, it says this. And James is preaching to his church. Just like I'm preaching to the church. And when I've been preaching Jesus' message, I know all of us can relate to it. And I know we can relate to this. But James is preaching to his church, and here's what he says in James 5 and 12. He said, but above all things, my brother, people of God, saved folks, people that say they know Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, people say when they die, they're going to heaven. He said, but above all things, my brethren, swear not. Swear not. Neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay. Why, James? Because liars is going to hell.
Amen.
He says, here's why, lest you fall into condemnation. What is condemnation? Hell. Let me share this. Revelation 21. Revelation 21 and 8. I'm going to be moving. Listen. Here's John speaking. He said, but the fearful, let me go back to 7. He said, he that overcometh what? Sin. Battles. Issues. Obstacles that you're going to face. Okay? All of us. There's none righteous, no, not one. Okay? I'm going to take it too. And these lessons are strengthening and helping your pastor. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. The overcomer. The one that's putting up a fight. They know they got a problem with their eyes. They know they got a problem with their tongue. They know they got a problem with their hands. They know they got a problem with their thought life. But they're not just being overcome by their thoughts or being overcome by their lust and being overcome by their greed or their pride. They're battling it. Every Christian is in a battle.
Amen.
Okay? You tell me you're a Christian and you ain't battling, then you're not a Christian. The battle is a sign that you're in the game. I don't know if that makes sense. Listen. But the fearful, those that are afraid of the battle, the fearful, some folks just don't want a battle. I'm just going to let sin just run me into the ground. I don't have no energy. Well, you can't fight sin on your own. You can't fight sin without the power of God in your life. And if you got the power of God in your life, ask any bride this morning. You're going to battle to serve God. It's not going to be easy. Satan's not going to leave you alone because you got the power of God working in your life. He's going to test it. All faith, the Word of God says, all faith shall be tested. All who desire to live godly in Christ shall be tested. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And he and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. If you're battling, if you're fighting, put your dukes up. Okay? Watch this though. But the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers. I mean, that murderers come out angry in the heart. You don't have to physically kill somebody to be a murderer. And the whoremongers. You know, you can be a whoremonger and not be a whore. Okay? You just have whore thoughts. And the sorcerers. Just those that are in witchcraft and sorcery and whatever, you know, horoscope and all that old craziness. Sorcerers, any idolaters, here it goes, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We don't want to talk about hell. Jesus talked about it a lot. Matter of fact, he talked about hell more than any other subject in the Bible. Let's keep going. Our word as believers must be true.
Amen.
And we must speak on truth on all subjects. Not just these two fellows. Not just me. Not just Jeremy when he get up next week. Not just Jake. And I know Dave preached the truth, whether you like it or not.
Amen.
Matthew. Got him all nervous because Matthew's going to speak too. Matthew like, Pastor, I'm nervous. Good. I'm nervous right now.
Amen.
Join the club.
Amen.
We need to speak the truth about who God is.
Amen.
We need to talk about the righteousness of God. We need to talk about the love of God. We need to talk about the patience of God. We don't like to talk about the patience of God. We need to talk about it because God, He's waiting for some of us. Some of you hearing the Word of God now, you're being troubled by it, and God is at work.
Amen.
If you hear the truth of God's Word, you're not troubled. That's problematic. I'm troubled just preaching it. We need to talk about sin. We need to talk about sin. We need to speak the truth about sin.
Amen.
How sin is the transgression of God's law. How sin breaks God's heart. And as believers, anybody in here ever broke your parents' hearts? You done something that just broke your parents' hearts. You just broke their heart. I never thought you would do that. Why did you do that? Why did you go there? Why weren't you paying attention? You just break your parents' hearts. As children of God, we ought to feel the same way. When we sin and we break God's heart, especially when we sin purposely. And we know better. We need to speak the truth about it. And a lot of folks don't know that. All sinners All sinners are condemned by God. So we got this whole thing. Well, He's a loving God. He just love me no matter what I do. No, He don't.
Amen.
No, He don't. Why He got a lake? See? See, we got this thing, and I said this before, we got this thing in our mind that hell is they just foreclosed on hell. And they got a sign outside, hell is closed. Nobody going no more. And that's what a lot of folks want you to believe. There ain't nobody going to hell no more. Hell closed. Live, eat, drink, and be merry. Do whatever you want to do. Listen, sin destroys both body and soul. You keep living in it long enough. You keep living in it long enough. And you think you're going to come to God when you done just wore yourself down. And you just wore your... I'm just winging. And you think God wants your leftovers when you done heard the Word of God at a young age. And you go on and live like a fool. Now, I'm not making excuses for some of us old folks in here that live like fools. But y'all are in a whole different class than I was in, because no old preacher sat down and spoke the Word of God to me. Tell them about the whole truth about death. See, we don't want to tell people about death. Death is not the end. How many know that?
Amen.
Death is not the end. If you got a problem with that, think about Luke 16. The rich man Lazarus. Jesus told that story. Death is not the end. It may be the end of your earthly activities. But it's not the end. It's not the end. Tell them the truth about hell. We just talked about it. Where it is? What is it? How do I get there? How do I get out? I can tell you about that. You don't get out. Okay? But then don't forget to tell them the truth about salvation. How God died for our sins. How God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. How salvation is only available through the person of Jesus Christ. How for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself? This is a gift of God, not by works. Lest any man should boast. Now, I don't want y'all to think because y'all ushering, because y'all singing in choir, because we sit up here and we automatically in. We've been saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves. This is a gift of God. It's a gift of God. Listen. Let me give you just a couple of reasons why we shouldn't lie. Why we should be truthful in the things we say and the things we do. Proverbs 6. Y'all know this. Y'all heard this so many times. Hear it today. Hopefully you hear it differently. Because these are six things that God hates. Six things that God hates. We ought to have your Bibles when you come to church. You ought to have a highlighter. It'll mark it up. You ain't going to need it when you get to heaven. Mark that thing up, and certain things you ought to have. And I mean, just, you know, I remember my grandmother, and we got her Bible after she passed away. The thing was just a wreck. Nobody even wanted it. It wasn't nice. Somebody even want yours. Man, that's a nice Bible. That's like new. It ought to be like that. It ought to be wore out. It ought to have some marks in it. Some pages torn. It ought to be yellow a little bit. Listen. Six things. Proverbs 6. 16. Six things do the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto Him. A proud look. A proud look. Proud look means you look down on everybody. You got it all together and you the most. You all that. You invented the potato chip. A lying tongue. A lying tongue. A tongue that the Spirit of God has no control over. It say whatever it want to say, whatever it want to say it to whoever it want to say it to. A lying tongue. Feet that are swift and run into mischief. I didn't miss a couple of them, didn't I? Hands that shed innocent blood and a heart that devises wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running the mischief. How about that? See trouble? Instead of running in front of you, run to it. Fight break out in the hallway. Instead of you moving away from it, you run into it. You want to see what's going on. You want to see the hits. You want to cheer your favorite student on. You might put it on YouTube. You might be the camera person. Girl fight. A false witness. I like this one. A false witness that speaketh lies. You know what the Word of God is saying? This is the person who says, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I've been born again. I've been baptized. And live like the devil. Live like the devil. You're a Christian on Sunday. You're a Christian on Sunday. A false witness that speaketh lies. You know what I mean? You want to tell somebody about Jesus. And they can't hear you because they can't take their eyes off of what they see. They don't see Jesus. You see a Christian, you ought to see Jesus. You ought to see the work of God. You ought to see the work of God. I often get on the Muslim days. I want to wear a kufu. I want to wear, chaplain, could you get me a kufu? I said, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what that means. That kufu means that you wearing this hat. And wherever you go, you representing God. You basically saying, look at me. If you want to see how a man of God lives, and how a man of God talks, and how a man of God walks, and how a man of God handles adversity and trials, that's where you got the kufu on. See, we don't need a religious expression. We got our kufus on. If you're a child of God, you ought to, sister, let me show you how. Let me show you how we do this. We seen it this morning. I don't know if you were bringing it up, but you know what? Sunday might be your roughest day. Sunday might be your roughest day. That may be the hardest day for you to get it all together because Satan don't want you coming up in the house of God. And if you think you're going to, every Sunday you're going to wake up and everything's going to be smooth sailing, it don't work like that. Okay? Satan don't want to hear you singing. He don't want to hear you praying. He don't want to hear you preaching or testifying. He don't want to even hear you see you in the church. Stay home today. That arthritis is flaring up. Stay home today, you know. That roast, you got to need all your attention. Listen, let me give you another reason why we ought not lie. Because when we lie, we give glory to the devil. The devil is glorified when we lie. Look at John 8. Now this is an interesting one. John 8 says, when we lie, we let the whole world know who we are and who we represent. Stop your lying. That's what Jesus said. Stop your lying. Live truthfully. John 8:44. Look what the Word of God says. He said, you are of the father, the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. Remember the first lie he told? He said, did God say that? He will not die. You're going to know everything. He was a father of lies. He told the first lie ever recorded in the Word of God. Listen. 8:44. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. Why? Because there is no truth in him. Let me tell you something. Take it any way you want to. If you don't have no word in you, you don't have no truth in you. If you don't have the Word of God dwelling richly and deeply in you, you ain't got no truth. You can't tell the truth because there's no truth in you. In order for truth to come out of you, truth has to wear. It has to be in you. And you wonder, I can't tell the truth. I struggle with lying, Pastor. I can't tell the truth. Why? Because there's no truth in you. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. You need the truth. You got a word, you need it. You got them little phones, put the Bible on, get you some word. Get you some truth because somebody needs to hear the truth. Amen. You and your whole crew will go to hell because you don't have no truth. You don't even hang around folks with truth. You don't even want to be around folks with truth. Why? Because you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do, and he was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth. Why? Because there was no truth in him. And when he speak a lie, he speaketh of his own. Why? For he is a liar and the father of it. The father of lies. So when you're lying, you're representing your father. Because he's the father of lies. I don't know, Pastor. Getting a little interesting here. Talk about what is lying. Well, we covered it. Deception. Trickery. You want to tell somebody what they want to hear? You know, I mean, my kids know what I want to hear. You doing your homework? Yeah, we got it. Did it all in study hall. That one you get? Did it all in study hall. Did it on the bus. On the way home. Bam. Okay. That's what it is. Is your room clean? Yep. Got it. It's all clean. Till you go down there. Or up there. Listen. Why do we lie? Or what is lying? Self-righteousness. Need to be right all the time. Need to be right all the time. Need to be all that and a bag of chips. Need to be right all the time. You know what? Jesus had this problem with the Pharisees. They were self-righteous. And you know what he said to them? In Matthew 23 and 26, he said, whoa. He said, whoa. You ever said that? Someone lying to you? You know they're lying. You might not have said it out loud. You know somebody lying. You know, whoa. No, that ain't true. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. For you are like the whitest sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but inside, but are within full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you are outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and sin or iniquity. Listen, why do we lie? I guess that's the question. Say, Pastor, you can tell me why I lie. Maybe I can stop. You got to want to stop. You got to want to stop lying. Jesus was telling these folks, you need to stop lying. Because lying don't glorify me. But people need to see the truth. They need to see the truth walking around. They need to see the truth walking around them schools. They need to see the truth walking around Youngstown. They need to see the truth wherever you are and you represent God. And you tell somebody, well, you know what? I go to church. Immediately people want to see God. Because people are lost. They want to see some light. Remember Peter. Peter represented God. So let me tell you something. Peter was God's man. And you're going to see Peter in heaven. But you know what Peter had a problem with? Lying. And he lied out of fear. And a lot of us just lie out of fear. We just scared to tell the truth. Are you a Christian? Now, if you're talking to a holy roller with big old glasses, yes, I'm a Christian. You're all right with that. But when the cool guys come up to you and they, what's up? How you doing? Eyes blinking. Got the earring in. How you doing? No, he ain't no good. No, you need to tell him. You know, I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. But we get scared. I can't tell everybody I'm a Christian because if I tell everybody I'm a Christian, they're going to think I'm a nerd or lame or a whack job. Welcome to the club. Amen. Here's Jesus. Here's Peter. Anybody here ashamed? Anybody here scared? Scared to let some people know you're a Christian? I'm the only one. Dave and I. We're working on Jake. Now, Peter sat without in the palace. Now, y'all remember the story. Jesus had already gone in the back to get questioned. And Peter was sitting warming his hands, and he was warming his hands by the fire. And a damsel came out. And I love the word of God because it's a damsel, meaning it's a little girl. Here's Peter, big, strong, walked on water. On this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Peter was a bad man. And a damsel came unto him saying, "Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee?" Yes, yes. But he denied before them all, saying, "I know not what thou sayest." And when he was gone out onto the porch, he was getting away from her. Now the maid saw him and said unto them that were there, "This fellow also was with Jesus." And again, he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And after a while came unto him, they that stood by and said unto Peter, "Surely," y'all just saying that, "surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee." How about that? You can't hide your relationship with the Lord. Listen. And then began he to curse and swear, saying, "I know not the man." Must have turned on his little Wayne. You ever do that? At the gas station. You ever wonder? See, the thugs don't have no problem turning this stuff up loud. Cuss you out. Call you all kind of stuff. Then the Christian come up and they got, "You just jamming, huh? You know, I'm going up to yonder. You got it blasting in the car." Then we get out to get to go to get some gas. We turn our music all the way down, but we don't want nobody to know. They don't know we Christians. How about this one? We lie to avoid responsibility. You ever done that? Come on, now I ain't by myself up here. Y'all just leave me hanging. We lie because we know it, the cost. We know the cost. We know what it costs to serve God. Some of y'all know it. Some of y'all know it. I know y'all know it. It's going to cost you something. You're not going to be popular. It may cost you some family members. It may cost you a mother. It may cost you a brother. It may cost you a cousin. It may cost you from being a homecoming king. Oh. If I start living out Christian truth, it's going to cost me. But it costs Jesus. It cost all the apostles, save John. It cost all the prophets. Jesus said he killed all the prophets. And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody who professed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it's going to cost you something. See? We need to know this stuff. Because we don't know why we lie about our faith. Here's why, because we don't want the responsibility that comes with being a Christian. There's a responsibility to come with it. And a lot of folks, listen, if I'm a Christian, none of the girls gonna want me. Or none of the boys gonna want me. Or my husband may leave me. Amen. That stuff happens. I might not get a promotion. Okay? I gotta go to a funeral and steal a coffee. And they say, "Well, we got three cars." Well, I can't ride 4 hours with them folks. I can't drive to Chillicothe with my co-workers. Because it costs you something. But I gotta go. So it's going to cost me. I got to drive my own car. And some of us jump right in. Jump right in with all them heathens. And we'd be right at the fire like Peter, warming our hands at the fire with all the unbelievers. And they text you and call you, all our social media. Anybody on your social page know you're a Christian? Anybody on your Facebook page know you're a Christian?
Amen.
You going to go home today? Because this is the most important day of the week for you. If you're a Christian, you're going to go home today and say, here's the pastor's sermon. It'll download to your social page.
Amen.
Oh, it'll download. And here's what he talked about. He talked about lying. Girl, I know you weren't listening. Boy, I know you weren't listening. I know you wanted to leave. Because our friends know us. Those on our social media page know us. Listen, let me tell you something. Some of the most lies are told on social media. Go to one of them dating pages. Everybody, I study this stuff. Y'all know I like this data stuff. Say every woman on there is 8 pounds heavier than the weight they say they are. Every man on there is 2 inches taller than he said he is, and richer than he said he is, and all of them got 6 packs on the social page till you meet them. Get out of there. Listen, there's a story I've got to tell you. It's Luke 14. Please turn there. I just want to talk a little bit about the responsibility. See, we don't want to be Christians, and we don't want people to know we're Christians because there's a responsibility to come with it. And we don't like it. I didn't like it. Because I knew what it was going to cost me. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't know how I love to swing them golf clubs. Oh, my goodness. I love to swing them golf clubs. And the Lord said, you need to put them golf clubs down. It's cost me. I said, Lord, why the golf clubs? Why not? Ray. And that's just light. Because it's cost me a lot. Luke 14. Look at verse. I'm all over the place. Look at verse 16. Here's this man. And this party represents the kingdom of God. It represents people wanting to go to heaven. It represents heaven. Verse 16, Luke. And then he said, then said he unto them, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. Ask many to come. Ask many to come. You want to go to heaven? Everybody want to go to heaven. Everybody want to go to heaven until you invite them. We want to go to heaven, but not right now. And he sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden or asked to come, come, for all things are now ready. Now watch the lying start. Okay? And they all with one consent began to make excuse or began to lie. Began to lie. The first said, I have brought a piece of ground, possessions. And must needs go see them. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have brought 5 yoke of oxen, material stuff. And I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And the other said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Y'all see what's happening? Everybody talking about heaven. Ain't going. Look at this last one. Why do we lie? We lie to hurt people. We lie because we want to hurt people. You lie on somebody, you hurt them. You try to destroy them. Lies can be damaging to someone. Anybody ever been lied on? Anybody ever been lied on? To where it's trying to destroy your integrity, your character, and he's lying on you. And in one of the greatest stories in the Bible, listen. Y'all remember the story of Joseph and Potiphar in Genesis 39. I know you probably heard it because Jake taught it. And Potiphar's wife was, she was loose. She was just that way. And Joseph was God's man. And she had her eyes on Joseph. And I'm just paraphrasing the whole story, but she grabbed Joseph and wanted to have a relationship with Joseph, and Joseph ran. Some of y'all need to be running, boy. Some of y'all need to be running like Joseph. Some of y'all need to be running. Running like Joseph. And then when Joseph ran and denied her, she told her husband, Potiphar, if that was her husband, Joseph, that Hebrew you brought to this house tried to rape me. Why did she lie? She tried to hurt him. She tried to destroy him. Listen. If you lie to hurt people, the person you hurt the most is the Lord. If you say you're a Christian. Jesus was lied on. Y'all remember the story? Jesus and the chief priest. The elders all count to sought false witness against Jesus. They all sought false witness against Jesus. And if you walk in with the Lord, people are going to try to put you to death. There's a reason why this is so difficult. There's a reason why we ought to be nervous about being called women of God, men of God, because they hated Jesus. They hated the person you follow. They hate the person you love and cherish and say he's your Savior and Lord. And if they hated him, the world gonna hate you. But they tried to find a lie against Jesus, a false accusation against Jesus, and the Word of God said they found none. And they found none. Yea, through many false witnesses came, yet none of them could find a fault in our Savior. Amen. Folks, listen. I ain't going to hold you up. I know this is a difficult subject. But there's a warning for all liars. Peter got it. Peter got it. Peter knew he was caught. He knew he was lying. But you know what Peter did? He asked God to forgive him. And Jesus came to Peter personally and said, do you love me, Peter? Do you love me, Peter? Do you love me, Peter? Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. And Peter got it. No, I know Peter got it. Because here's what Peter said in 1 Peter 3. In verse 10, he said this. For he that will love life and see good days. That's interesting. For he that will love life, and some of y'all think y'all living it up right now because you're living in sin. And you're lying and your thought life, and you think you're living good now? Oh, I wish somebody would say this to me, say, you don't know good living until you get saved. Amen. You don't know what living good is until you come to a saving knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. Amen. You know, you think you're living good now. Let me tell you something. When you get to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then a good life starts. Amen. See, what you're living now is just a trick. It's a trick. Satan is a disguiser. What did Dave say on Friday? He disguises himself as the angel of light. And some of y'all think, I got it going on now. I'm looking my best and everything firm. Let me tell you, you ain't living your best life now. Amen. Your best life comes when you get to know Jesus Christ. And then you know when you lay it all down, it's all over, then the good life starts. Peter said this. Peter said this in 1 Peter 3:10. For he that will love life. And I love life. I love you guys. I love preaching the gospel. I love studying God's word. I love all you guys. But Peter said, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it." Listen. Refrain that tongue. How do I do that, Pastor? You got to ask God to give you strength to stop lying. It comes with the power of God. Acts 1 and 8 say when they receive the Spirit of God, they receive power. You struggling with something right now? You struggling whatever it is you're struggling with? Ask God to give you strength to deal with it. Ask God to give you strength. But let me tell you something. We in a struggle. If your prayer life ain't up to par, ask God to help you there. Amen. Why? Because lying is disgusting to God. It really is. Proverbs 19:5 says this. a false witness shall not be unpunished. And he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Why is God talking about lying so much? Why is he talking about lying like that? Because Revelation 21 and 8 say all liars will go to hell. I hear Jeremy all the time. Jeremy say one little white lie. I always chuckle this out when I hear him say that. He says almost he says a lot when he prays. A little white lie. But think about it. Can you go 10 minutes? Can you talk 10 minutes? I'm not talking about talking to yourself. Can you talk 10 minutes to someone without lying? Without exaggerating something. Okay? Now I've talked to people, you know, they go fishing and the fish started out this big, and the next time they told it was this big. And then the next time they told the story, I couldn't even get it. It was tilting the boat over. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to you and to give you glory with our tongues. To give you glory with what comes out of our mouths. And then, Father God, give us the strength and the wisdom and the power to say, listen. I know I got issues. I got struggles. I was born in sin. And if I don't come to know you as my Savior and Lord, as he told Nicodemus, if I'm not born again and given a new nature, I'm going to die in sin. Father, I need strength for this battle. I can't fight this on my own. I know I got a lying tongue. I know I got lustful eyes. I know I got struggles in my thought lives. I know I want to do stuff that I know wouldn't give you glory. I know your word says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, and all you eat, drink, and do to the glory of God. And I'm not giving you glory with my tongue. I'm not giving you glory with my eyes. I'm not giving you glory with the things that I do. And I want to. I want to give you glory, Lord. I want to be your girl. I want to be your man. I want to be your son. I want to be your daughter. I want to be great for you. I want to be the salt of the earth. I want to be the light of the world. I want to. I want to have a pure heart. I want to be merciful. I want to be meek. I want to be poor in spirit. I want to be everything you want me to be. You said it in your word. We studying your word, and you want me to be this. And I know I can't do it on my own. Please help me. Please help me with these desires that are out of control. Please help me with these thoughts that are just wrecking my brain. Please help me get out of some of these relationships that I know if I stay in them, I got problems. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Help me in a mighty way. I want to be glory to you. I want to magnify you. I want people to see you when they see me and not the world, not the flesh, not the devil. When I talk, I want to speak the truth of God. And Father, thank you in advance for your people. Amen. Doors of the church are open.